Now, what's this machine next
This is
door?
Also a, that's also a press. It's just a different kind.
Whoa.
So it's called a Kelsey tabletop press. This is really more like a postcard size.
Mary Uthapuru's studio is full of vintage gadgets, which get pressed into the service of her art.
So these rollers, once I press this down, come up and reach this inking plate. Okay. They grab the ink. They put it down on here, uh-huh. on this block. And then the next time I push, the piece of paper gets smushed up against that block and it's printed.
Although the tools of the trade have lost some of their currency, their product still has not, which poses a challenge for an artist who works with books.
The problem with uh-huh. books is they're so commonplace. You don't think about how a book is put together because it's everywhere. Mm. But having people come into the studio and not only see how I put the book together, but also how it can be put together in a way that's different or maybe unusual to somebody makes them think again about how they interact with that object, which is really, really important for me, obviously, because I'm trying to do something very different with a very familiar thing.
True, some of what Mary Uthapuru does is not completely unfamiliar. A book conservator at Indiana University's Lilly Library for a number of years, Uthapuru's bread and butter, still, is the preservation and repair of old books. But it's the other work she does in her studio that's a little harder to understand because it shifts the function of the book.
Book as a piece of artwork as opposed to just something that you're getting information from.
The field of book arts, artists' books, the French term livre d'artiste is even called upon to define the medium in some circles, is diverse to say the least.
It's something that is still constantly being defined and a little bit debated. So an artist's book can be, it seems it can be anything. Maybe this looks like a traditional book, but maybe it looks more like a sculpture. Maybe it unfolds or there's some sort of interaction between the viewer and the piece to make the concept come out. And it gets a little bit fuzzy depending on what kind of book artist you're talking about. Some book arts don't actually have any text in them. Some of them only have text and they're very traditional, like I said before. So that particular medium is really broad.
In her original work, Uthapuru consistently returns to the concept of the book as a physical, mechanical object, a function that gets eclipsed by the book's role as a vehicle for information.
Who thinks of a book as a machine or something that is serving a purpose other than just holding stuff?
She celebrates this undersung identity in a design binding for a pre-existing text on the history of books. Her cover features interlocking wooden cogs, onto one of which a quotation from the book has been transferred.
The codex is one of the most perfect machines the human race has ever invented, and in its many manifestations, it has successfully conveyed the human record for 2,000 years.
In other works, Uthapuru strays farther afield from the time-honored format of the codex and references it only slyly. A piece might be packaged in a traditional book box, the kind she used to make for rare books at the Lilly, but open up on an accordion-folded binding to become a puppet theater or a stereoscopic view of the Taj Mahal. Even these imaginative extrapolations of the book concept remain rooted in the craft through their materials, handmade papers, for example, and components. Something Mary never omits, for instance, is the
colophon. So it's like,
how do you spell
if you C-O-L-O-P-H-O-N.
It was a new word for me.
The piece comes to you and you want to know what it was made out of. Maybe it's something important for the catalog. And so then they have that record of information that explains what the book was made out of, the title, as well as artist information. So it goes a little bit beyond the signature itself.
That digitization is rendering these kinds of material concerns about books increasingly irrelevant is not only the subtext of contemporary book art, but, it seems, grist for its mill.
You know, digital is convenient. It's small. It travels light. I have a digital book reader that I use, but I only use it when I travel. And it's because one time we took a really long trip and I had 6 books in our suitcase. You know, in terms of a lot of things, we sacrifice the authentic experience for the convenience. I think at some point you kind of just get oversaturated by the digital world. People are really into handmade everything right now. They really want to get back to, you know, I had a friend who joked about making Q-tips by hand. He had been doing it for a repair purpose, but what an idea. You know, with forums like Etsy and handmade networks, you see a lot of people still desiring that. And I meet a lot of people who, once they hear that I am a bookbinder, they really want to learn it. And so there's the desire still there. And I think as long as the dialogue stays open, which I imagine it will, then people will have the opportunity to still be able to kind of keep this tradition going. Maybe there are a lot less books around as far as commercial books and that kind of thing, but the artifact of the book just becomes that more intriguing and more important.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.